Hold on.
All right, restart.
This is the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. It is November 14th, 2017, and it is 5:06. I will turn it over to Ellie.
And then Director Israel is present and Director Bowie is absent. So we're first going to look at the balance sheet. It's going to be in the back of your financial packet. So page 1 of 2 of the balance sheet, the district's combined cash and LAIF balance, which is going to be line items 8 and 10, is about $587,000. The district's total liabilities are approximately $1.18 million. And that's going to be found on line item 60 of page 2. So we're going to go next, we're going to go to the profit and loss report. Line item 2, base rate. This is the flat fixed monthly charge to all residents for water service. Year to date is at 28%. It should catch and should catch up as expect. Wait, I'm sorry. Hold on. Year to date is at 28% and should catch up to the expected budget after the rate increase takes effect in January 2018. So I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but if you look in your top right-hand corner, it should say YTD year-to-date, 33%.
Yeah.
So that gives you an idea. So if everything was billed in a perfect world and we were billed the exact same amount each month, we would hit 33%. Okay. But as I was telling Calvin earlier in a prior discussion, invoices come and go. Some months you might have high invoices, and then the next month you might not have those same invoices, so it's kind of like a roller coaster ride. But 33% is your general idea. So next is line 3, commodity sales. This is the variable income from charges linked to the consumption of water. Year to date is at 53% due to increased water usage during the summer months. Number 4, DHPL contract. This is the amount of the flat and variable charge to DHPO, which is segregated until their contract expires. Next, if you turn to page 3, line item 52, engineering services.
Line what?
52. Year to date is at 40% due to an increased amount of state water meetings due to the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, the SGMA, and the Integrated Regional Water Management, the IRWIM. So our engineering fees have gone up because of their participation in these two meetings. Next, turn to the last page. Line 86, training and travel. Year to date is at 55% due to the state water boot camp for 2 field employees and the general manager. There were several classes that have been taken so far. Let's see. Next is line 100, grant and loan processing fees. Year to date is at 83% due to the water loan grant administration fee for the period covering October 1st, 2017 through September 30th, 2018. And then your last line, 110, net income. As of October 31st, The fiscal year-to-date net income is about $41,887. Any questions?
Nope. You got any questions, Calvin?
No.
And there's no public, so there's no public comment. So we will adjourn this part of the meeting and do check signing. It is 5:11.
Thank you.
You're welcome.